This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Muhammad's very calloused individual. And he was taking our police officers, our detectives, to various locations last night and yesterday. As he spoke about the shootings and shooting individuals, he did so in a very callous manner. In fact, multiple times laughed as he described what transpired. And what he told our detectives last night was that once he saw that he was wanted for murder, he was not going to go down for shooting a security guard for disrespecting him, but that he was going to kill as many white males as possible.
Wow, still shocking to hear those words. How sad is that? And that's really the description of everything that happened. I mean, the three people that died in Fresno and this crazy shooting spree, and of course the suspect that the Fresno police chief described so well as to why he did it, and the fact that he's in custody. But that doesn't help the families whatsoever. Corey Al-Muhammad, they say he was arrested. He's going to be charged with 4 counts of murder. Boom. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that's where we start, that you had the men who were 34, 37, and 58 all nailed. And by the way, the guy still wanted in connection, he had been wanted in connection with the shooting death of Carl Williams, who's the security guard that Dreyer is talking about. He didn't want to be known as the guy who got the security guard, so he decided to take out the other guys to say, I can kill other people. And you had the FBI, you had all kinds of people scrambling around in law enforcement to try to unearth what had happened here. Just a mindless, senseless, shouldn't have happened kind of crime, for sure. Makes no sense, folks. But what can the families do? Move on and hold on to the better memories. Everett gets to kick things off from Washington. Hi, Everett.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, it's kind of right. Hernandez or off himself when Patriots went to the White House. You know, kind of strange.
It is kind of strange, very strange.
As far as
I agree.
First California with that guy. I don't know, with them sanctuary cities and everything. California, I don't know. Don't look very good.
I like how you say that. Doesn't look very good. That's a good diplomatic way to put it. Doesn't look very good. Yeah,
well,
I would say not.
Well, if it was a white guy that did that, it would be all over the news, and it kind of like didn't even really put it all over the place like CNN and stuff. And I don't know. It just seems like it kind of a racial thing or something.
Well, I don't, you know, if you ask any of those editors or any of those people at those networks, they would say, no, we covered the story and that's not what happened there. But a lot of people are saying that same point, that that's what it feels like to them, that it's not weighted in the same direction. And it's like I mentioned at the top, Everett, and thanks for that, we got to let you fly, that it's just abhorrent. I mean, the crime is just disgusting. I don't want to be known for killing a security guard, so I'm just going to go shoot some other people randomly. Oops, there's that guy and then that guy, and I have that guy. And for no apparent reason, that's it. They just were target practice, and that's awful. That's human beings. That's people's family members who were in the middle of the day just doing a normal thing and stopped doing a normal thing. Think of it that way. Just stopped doing it. Wow. Sad. And every time, and here's a common denominator, and you know it for all of you listening out there, for me, for you, for so many others, this is what happens. You go somewhere. It happens to me all the time. You go somewhere, and someone says, did you hear about that shooting in Fresno? Did you hear about it? Did you hear that randomly, however many people were killed, this happened, that happened? And you say, no, but they know little bits and details because they were listening and were stunned by what they heard. Shocking. It's unbelievable, and it is shocking. It is unbelievable. Can't be undone. The people that are victimized are the families, and they've got to figure out a way to move forward, and it can't be easy because your mind's always going to slip into that place where you say, but wait a second. How did that happen? 5 minutes in another, beforehand or after, and that totally misses them. Ugh. Again, awful. Also awful, Aaron Hernandez killing himself in prison, but terrible what he did. I think he thought he was invincible as a professional football player. He had nothing but upside as far as his athletic ability, and he took incredible athletic ability and dumped it down the drain and also altered lives. A convicted killer killed himself in prison overnight. He was discovered hanged in his cell. They are investigating it. That's normal procedure. He was in a single cell in a general population housing unit. He used a utility, or he used a bed sheet that he attached to his cell window. Oof. Ugh, awful. And he wasn't on suicide watch because they didn't have any indication that he was going to harm himself. Didn't think it was going to happen. And there was no indication as to anything leading up to that. There's no note, no conversations, nothing. So they're going to determine the cause. They're going to, you know, again, do the whole autopsy thing. But it's definitely looking like it was simply a case of he hung himself in his cell. Even though nothing led you to believe that this is what was going to happen. 27 years old, serving a life sentence for the murder of his supposed friend a handful of years ago. Wow. And what one defense attorney is saying, and I didn't even think about this, Hernandez's suicide, guess what happens, could actually cause the murder conviction to be thrown out. To be thrown out. Can you imagine? They say that's because they vacated because the conviction was not final, meaning the state Supreme Court hadn't reviewed it for whether there were any errors during the course of the trial. Done deal. A 4-year-old daughter, though, left behind, and a fiance. Here's a guy who was drafted, and the Patriots signed him to a 5-year contract extension in August of 2012, just a month after the two that he's accused of murdering were found dead. Oh, man. Patriots coach Bill Belichick calls the Hernandez story, by the way, a tragedy and heartbreaking. Absolutely. There's a few heartbreaking things I talked about to start off this show. We got to lighten the load coming up. Fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
America Tonight. So we make the leap and very pleased to get to one of my favorite segments with Nathan Reeder, Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! Hi, Nathan. How are you?
I'm good, Kate. How about you?
I was good, and then we had that shakeup of the power went out. And you know when the power goes out, you scramble like a mad hatter. Did you pay the bill? Yep, paid the bill. Does the rest of the street look dark? Yeah, looks like it could be dark, but they all go to bed early.
Oh, yeah.
So then you got to do that whole deal. And I know all of you can relate to it. That's a common problem, having the power get a line get knocked out or weather or, you know, whatever it would be. The good thing is that it took a little bit less than an hour to get it back going again. So, yay.
Good.
That's exciting. Yeah, that's good. I also had somebody, I had a house guest that was staying over, and she had a funny thing happen, blow-drying her hair, only part of the house. And this had nothing to do with the later total electric out, because it was Somebody had gone over a line somehow, I guess, and what they're redigging. But she had the power go out, and it was very early in the morning where you couldn't really see where the blow dryer just blew it. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, we have to run to the box, and you have to know how to do it, how to reset it.
Yep.
The breaker, hit the breaker.
Yeah, know where your breaker is, people.
Absolutely, never your breakers. So speaking of breaker and breaks, how about this? United Airlines executives are saying this week, and especially on Wednesday to Thursday, they were saying, it's too soon to know if last week's dragging of a man off a plane is hurting ticket sales. The chief executive saying no one's going to be fired over the incident. The CEO, Oscar Munoz, and other executives are apologizing again and again and again and again and again. But I'm wondering if ticket sales will hurt in the future.
I mean, I bet they're... I'm sure it's difficult to see right now. I don't know how many people pulled out anything they had booked right after that. Maybe that's something we need to wait to see.
Wait and see there.
Give it a couple more months. But
I agree with you. Here's the good thing to watch. If they really get their act together, which usually happens with an airline when something like this happens, then they're going to have really cheap tickets to places.
Yep.
So you just have to decide, would you fly the friendly skies or the not-so-friendly skies? Or, yeah, this was just a weird incident, and because if anything, they're going to be so careful about what they do. All right, I've got to ask you this one. I thought this was, I don't know, I just think these stories are really cool. A man discovering his lost wallet in 2003 led to a drinking game with his name. Wait till you hear the details on this. I thought it was BS, and I checked with a friend of mine to make sure I was... wasn't just reading things. And here's how the story goes. This guy in London lost his wallet at a music festival, finally discovering it later, and he has a drinking game named after him. There's been this posting of it, a series of screenshots that explain the conversation with the man named Giles, who explained that he and his friends had found a lost wallet belonging to Tim Burrows of the Reading Festival, and he had been messaging men with that name, trying to be a good Samaritan, trying to find the owner. So the wallet was actually turned in to the festival's Lost and Found, but not before he borrowed a 10-pound note worth about $12.78 and spent it on cider. Find a wallet? Nah, just borrow a little bit of money. So, to make a long story short, because it's a ridiculously long story, the drinking game is called the Tim Burrows Challenge. And people happily played it again and again and again and again. The challenge, and the challenge is to get all the way through and not pay anyone anything. I don't know. Can you imagine losing your wallet, Nathan?
I've done that. I don't really use a wallet I don't really use a wallet anymore, but I've done that plenty of times in my life.
Yeah, you think of, I mean, that panic feeling. It's almost like I was describing about power going out. Oh no, the refrigerator. Oh no, how long is this going to last? But different in the sense that he lost the wallet, then discovered what happened, then found out they had a drinking game named after him. Just a confusing turn of events that I find to be a little bit funny. How about this one? This is pretty interesting, actually. A man in a bubble rolling down a Russian street. Security cameras overlooking a road in a Russian city captured the moment a man really astonished onlookers by barreling down the street in an inflatable orb, just in an orb. So he's in a bubble, and he's rolling himself on a busy road down the street. And he posted it on YouTube, the whole thing. You can see the pedestrians. It's a polyurethane bubble known as a Zorb. It rolls past the cars, everything else, but they just keep doing what they do, and the bubble is all of a sudden street legal. What do you think of going down the street in a bubble and praying no one hits you?
Well, you know, I don't know about the praying part. I think I'd do a little more about my security than that.
Yeah, more than hope and prayer and everything else. Yeah. Oh, no. But I'm in a bubble.
I mean, you know, travel around with whatever you want to use. be cautious and, you know, follow your local rules, of which I'm sure there are not many for bubbles, so maybe it is a bit of a gray area, a gray bubbly area.
I like that, gray bubbly area.
It sounds fun, and I'm sure it was a really funny, weird Fellini-esque video.
Funny. All right, how about this? A Florida tennis match was interrupted by a couple's sexual encounter, let's say that. It was at Florida Sarasota Open, and the Tuesday night match, the ATP Challenge Tour, came to a stop. It was pretty important for the two players. Briefly, when the court was filled with the sounds of what they're calling enthusiastic lovemaking.
Nice.
And there was lots of people that were there.
Well, I mean, golfers are
somebody
quiet. Any
somebody shouted out.
Comfortable hug is going to sound loud to golf.
I thought this was funny. Somebody shouted out, "It can't be that good." That's so brutal.
Oh, it
and what
was,
do you say?
Though.
You're the announcer. I saw the thing. The announcer said the sounds were coming from an adult video playing on someone's phone in the stands, but he later revised his statement and said much love to the couple with the windows open across the street. Sounds like he had a good time.
Wow. No way.
It's a bingo.
I mean, it's a bingo that the sounds made it there. I'm not sure. I need more convincing that it was really people.
I need more convincing.
If they're not saying that it was that the people were caught, then how do they really know?
Yeah, good point. Touche. How do they know? All right, how about this ginormous 11-inch morel mushroom? The Indiana Department of Natural Resources congratulated a 13-year-old boy on the discovery of what they're calling a ginormous morel.
Oh, that is
mushroom measuring a foot tall. That's incredible.
You said it was where? Discovered where?
It was discovered in Indiana.
Sounds about right.
Oh my gosh! Just see, you never know. You're like in the woods, and then he discovers this, and the kid was so excited when he actually posed. And many of you can see this on the search engines. Just type in 11-year-old boy giant mushroom prize, and the prize. He got this mushroom, and it's a type of mushroom known for its nutty and meaty flavor.
Yep.
How cool is that? 13 years old. Bingo, baby. The kid seems so happy.
Awesome.
I say bingo. It doesn't look like a mushroom. I think it's an awesome way to finish this. Nathan Reeder, thank you so much.
Bingo.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To America Tonight, I just saw an ad for The Feud. It's a new television thing that's coming out on FX, and it's The Feud is between Bette Davis and Joan Crawford, and I can't wait to introduce you to our next guest. She's in our virtual green room. Anne Chernow joins us. She's a Hollywood noir artist, so we'll find out about what that's about. And, you know, there's kind of this nostalgia now for the golden age of Hollywood. We saw what happened with La La Land, the big punch it had at the box office, and how well it did at the Oscars as well. Jokes aside, with the best picture. Anne, thanks so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
So I am fascinated by the golden age of Hollywood. My mother and I used to watch movies from kind of that era, and she had great stories that her grandmother would tell her because she was fascinated by it. Explain to everybody who's listening what that means. Why is it called the golden age?
Well, it lasted from about 1927 through the end of the 60s. It's called the Golden Age because the films have become part of our American culture. They're universal favorites that really hold up after repeated screenings. I mean, look at TCM, the popularity of it. The early to late classic films, which were the Golden Age films, there were thousands of them made during those years. For instance, All Quiet on the Western Front was the first talkie about war, and that's become a classic. And then others, I'll name a few, It Happened One Night in 1934, 1941, The Maltese Falcon, 1942, Casablanca, 1950, Sunset Boulevard, and you know that that's on Broadway now, and it's been there over and over again through the years. That's what it means by golden years and classicism in film. And then in 1959, the great Billy Wilder film, Some Like It Hot. And a huge number of our American audience are of an age where they have not seen or grown up with the classic Golden Age movies, and they don't see that kind of filmmaking, the simpler cultural times. It's easy to relate to for them, and the old movies, the classic Golden Age movies, depict a different world from what people are living in now, and they're history lessons. They educate. All the films about World War I and World War II, I mean, the young people today would never know what they're like if they only read about it, but they see about it, and it's constantly redone. Look at Hacksaw Ridge this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And so definitely I think you're absolutely right that there's so many younger people who haven't seen them. And to your point, TCM, the reason that the Turner Classics are so popular, I think, is because people like those films. They really stand the test of time. So what did you think of La La Land?
It is a throwback to the Hollywood musical, but in a new way. And it was a beautiful film. There are people who are from one camp or another on it, but I thought it was really a jazzy film, not to play on words for the jazz. And I absolutely adored the scene where they danced in the stars. I mean, that is a throwback to the Golden Age.
Yeah, yeah, just a great job by the director, the way it was put together, all the way around that whole film. I agree with you 100%. And then we have what I teased about the feud coming up, because this interest in Bette Davis and Joan Crawford, they didn't get along very well, huh?
No, and my life is around film. And I have ties to Bette Davis because the town I live in is the town she lived in.
Wow.
I know about the feud, and that's another example of bringing back the Golden Age, because they were both artists who were in the movies in the Golden Age. But my story about Bette Davis is that she heard that I was painting her. And so she came over. I watched as she stepped out of the car, and she was Bette Davis. She swung her hips. She had a cigarette in her mouth. She came upstairs. Her secretary had set it up, and she came down and she looked at the paintings and she said, "Oh, you've painted my daughter, Bette." And we went upstairs and talked. And she said, in a painting that was there in my studio of Joan Crawford, "Well, who's that?" And I said, it's just another star that I'm painting. And she began to talk about being her daughter would not write a tell-all book like Joan Crawford's daughter, Mommy Dearest. And then the next year, Bette Davis's daughter wrote it.
Wow. Wow, that had to be really neat to have had that conversation with her and to see that reaction.
Well, I mean, I couldn't believe she was in my studio. I just couldn't believe it. And she was live, just like she was in the movies, whereas many other stars are different when they're not in a movie. But she was Bette Davis all the time.
Yeah. Well, and you got to see that.
There's a quote from her from The Feud, which airs on FX March 5th, 12th, and 19th. There's a quote from Bette Davis, and I don't know if I'm allowed to say it here, but she says, "I wouldn't piss on Joan Crawford if she were on fire."
I've heard that, yes. Oh, that's wild. So they never made up? Never?
No. No, I don't know if it was partially publicity or not, but I don't know about them making up. They were always feuding. And, of course, it revolved around whatever happened to Baby Jane.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's the film that they did together, that
right.
The whole thing, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, tell us about, you talked about painting, and I went and I looked at your stuff. It is marvelous. Tell us about your artwork and how that all started and celebrating Hollywood.
Well, my father was a band leader, and my mother was a singer. And they wanted to put me in their act because I had curls like Shirley Temple. And so they taught me songs, and they put me on stage one day and announced that their daughter is going to sing with them. And I took one look at the audience and screamed and ran off the set. So they put me in the dressing room with pencils and paper, and I was 3 and a half, and that's what started it. Really. I mean, I've been drawing since I'm 3 and a half. So my mother and her sisters were a big part of our household. My sisters, it's a household of women because my father was a traveling salesman after he was a band leader.
Mm.
So they took me to the movies, RKO Keith's in Flushing, which was one of the movie palaces, the red and the gold and the swans in the ladies' room and the lounges. And I got hooked. They took me when they shouldn't have taken me, when I was 9. And I got hooked immediately on the films that were called Weepies with the women. And I had never seen anything or heard anything like that. And they didn't think I was watching, but I was. And so I began to go to movies myself when I got a little older. And I began to think about them. And then I went away to college, and I forgot all about them. And then when I got out of college, where I had studied art, painting, and drawing, et cetera, I re-saw the film noirs from that era because, I was brought up on them. And then I saw at that age, like 18, 19, Laura and the Maltese Falcon. And then when I saw Double Indemnity with Barbara Stanwyck and Fred McMurray, I just fell in love.
Mm.
And I got hooked. And I started to draw about the movies. And I've never stopped.
Wow.
And
you know... And with your paintings, if I could just jump in a second. So did you have any, I mean, look, Bette Davis heard about you. She came to go and look and to see what that was all about. Did you ever have any other brushes with fame because of your work?
Well, I live in a town which is peopled with movie stars.
Mm.
And Paul Newman lived here. Sterling Hayden lived here. Robert Redford lived here. I mean, so we would just treat them as neighbors, which they were.
Mm-hmm.
And it always gave me a kick that I was working about the movies, and here I was living in a town where there were real movie stars walking around in hardware stores and Baskin Robbins. I mean, I was in Baskin Robbins one day when a woman brought a vanilla ice cream cone, and Paul Newman was standing behind her, and she was so thrilled by seeing him that she walked out of the store and she came back in and she said to the clerk who was doling out the ice cream, "Where's my ice cream?" And Paul Newman turned to her and said, "Madam, it's in your pocketbook."
Whoops. She was very excited. Wow, this is great stuff. So, Anne Chernow, I love going back into the history books. Hang on, and we've got more coming up with Anne next on America Tonight.
By you, just you, nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone. Boop, boop, be doo.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Come on, Abby. Let's go to the movies.
Let's go see the stars. Cowboy heroes, cops and robbers, glamour and stripes, bigger than life. Sitting in the darkness.
Is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super.
We continue our conversation with Anne Chernow, who is a Hollywood noir artist, and of course that word is hanging out there in the balance. What is noir? I think there's kind of a throwback to noir. We've kind of talked about that through the Golden Age and whatnot, but specifically, Anne, what is noir? What are noir movies?
I focused on film noir because those are the films that speak to me. Do you know anything about them?
Yes, yeah, so, you know, in talking about that, top noir movies, you've been talking about the nostalgia for it. The true definition of it, what is it that people are missing and don't understand?
Well, film noir, the term was coined by a French critic in 1946. They were being made in Hollywood during World War II. They were being made by directors who had escaped from Nazi Germany and came here, who were already involved in the expressionistic and the psychology that are in the film noir movies. And they weren't called film noir until 1946 when they went to Europe. They weren't allowed to be in Europe during the war. And then they hit France, and this critic, Nino Frank, named it film noir, which means black film. They were just a different genre than the regular movies that the audiences had been seeing. They were filled with violence, and remember, it was during World War II.
Yeah.
Violence, sexual decadence, private eyes, hard-boiled characters with cynical attitudes, and, of course, femme fatales. And the subversive plots usually had a surprise at the end. The good guys became the bad guys, the good girls became the bad girls, and vice versa. And it was a film genre where the men were all muscle and brawn, and the women dripped rhinestones as big as doorknobs.
Wow.
And cigarette smoke was curled around them in every movie, enveloping the rooms in a hazy glow, and it was just different from anything that they had seen before. People were trapped in unwanted situations. Fate had a big part in their lives. Frequently, the audience felt that they were doomed. And the noir world was really a corrupt psychology plot without shame and had a hopeless tone. It was essentially pessimistic. And remember when it was. It was during World War II. The materials for color film were needed for war, so they had to figure out a way to make movies without these materials. And these fabulous German and Austrian and Italian directors figured out this genre, which was called, by the end of the 40s, film noir. And the actresses were repeating roles all the time. I mean, Barbara Stanwyck was an actress who was in many film noirs. I don't know if your audience knows Marie Windsor, but she was a favorite of mine, and Veronica Lake. And they repeated their roles, not the same roles, but they were the same actresses and actors in many of the films.
Yeah, Veronica Lake. A lot of people talked about Veronica Lake.
Right. And so nobody in today's audience knew about those films until they were started to be shown on TV. No film critic has ever been able to agree on the dates of film noir. Some started in the late 1930s. Some started in 1941 with Casablanca. There was a article in the Times yesterday in the book section. The headline says, "You must remember this, why we return to Casablanca." And because it's of interest to people.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's of interest. And I think we may see, too, because a lot of younger people are interested. So that also will keep it alive, I believe.
Well, at this very moment, there's college courses in film noir. There's a fabulous teacher in Ball State University, Indiana, named Richard Edwards, who teaches about film noir and who taught a course for many weeks last summer when TCM, every Friday, put on a noir festival from 3 o'clock in the afternoon till 3 o'clock in the morning. I can tell you I had purple eyes
watching.
So Rich Edwards teaches it. There's a guy out in California named Eddie Muller who is called the King of Noir, who I met last year. He's fabulous. He puts on noir festivals all over the world.
Wow.
and he finds movies that have never been shown before. They're starting to work on repairing the old movies because they were left to molder, and so he's involved with that, as are other people. When I got interested in film noir because of my childhood, I lost my interest in movies in the 1950s, at least for my art and the movies. I still love movies. Because in the late 1950s, movie making started making bright and glossy films instead of black and white films.
Yeah, that's right. It changed.
And so, you know, it didn't interest me. And so I watch movies all the time, but my work is involved with film noir.
And I love it.
Strangely enough, when my husband died in 1997, the next year I met a movie star in town here, and we're living together now.
A movie star? So you're with a movie star. Do we know the movie star? Is it someone we know?
No, he's an esoteric star from the 70s. His name is Martin West, and he played in cult films like Lord Love a Duck and Harper with Paul Newman. And it's just very strange.
Oh,
my life took an amazing turn with him here, and we are like a pair. I mean, he makes movies now.
He makes movies. Oh, that's great.
Movies. Yeah.
Wow. How fun for you.
You know, it's interesting that there's a category that's called neo-noir.
Mm-hmm.
It's written about, I mean, there's hundreds of books on the subject. All you have to do is go on Wikipedia, and you have 13 pages about film noir. But neo-noir started in the 50s when the golden age of noir ended. People agree that the last brilliant noir film was Touch of Evil with Orson Welles and Janet Leigh and Charlton Heston in 1958. That was the ultimate end of noir films. And then films were made from then on that are called neo-noir, like Chinatown.
Mm.
And I watched one last week, which is definitely neo-noir, from this year, called Nocturnal Animals.
Yes, I saw Nocturnal Animals.
Well,
I agree with you.
That's a neo-noir, if there ever was one. It has all the characteristics of noir. The surprise endings, the characters, the psychology, the murder, you know, the detective. Michael Shannon played a great noir detective.
No kidding. He absolutely did. I could talk to you all day. Anne Chernow, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight. We appreciate it. You're a treasure. We appreciate you.
Watch noirs.
We will absolutely watch it. No question about that. Thank you. And thanks to everybody for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
When the street glistens like the stars in the sky, the frost christens every car that drives by with ice, then I know those old black and white movies were true.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.